So Lotus, the aware presence. Transparent awareness. Which effortlessly perceives this perception. Without in itself being a perception. Notice the silence the silence of presence. Within which and out of which this experience arises and is perceived. There is nothing which precedes this silence. Which is alive. Which is aware. And yet completely still. With infinite potential. It is within this silence that a thought appears like a cloud appearing in the sky. It is in vain that a thought attempts to comprehend the silence. But it is in the stillness of thinking in the stillness of movement that first silence can be revealed. Which is consciousness without objects. This silence is not the silence of thought, the silence of the mind. It is the silence within which the mind appears, which within which the mind is bathed. initially the silence is perceived as the space between two thoughts, the gap between thoughts. Which is your presence. The point at which an inhalation comes to an end and an exhalation starts. So you can gently inhale and notice that there comes a point of stillness at the end of the inhalation. At which point the exhalation starts. In fact, this silence is always present as the background of all experience. As the reality of all experience. And the experience of this silence is peace. Which knows no opposite. It is in the silence of presence that we recognize ourselves. There are no borders and no limits to this silent presence. Everything you need to know is revealed in this silence, and as this silence. Which is peace and happiness. What you are looking for is between the words. Not in the words. But in the silence that permeates the words. This silent, aware presence is your reality. You are not defined by the movement which appears to you, whichever form and shape your mind takes. Does not define you. You don't need to get too preoccupied with fixing your mind and fixing your experience. Simply allow awareness to recognize itself as your reality. There is no need to imagine somebody that is standing in the way of this simple yet profound recognition. You can let go of the past and the future. And allow yourself to be this timeless presence which you are. not in time. Worries and concerns refer to time. Me in the past, me in the future. While all around, you are just this borderless presence in the eternity of now. The body, the world, the mind appear the way they appear to you. They're always pointing you towards yourself. Yourself being that which perceives right now, which is not the body, not a male or female perceiver. So you can tend to the body, tend to the mind and situations that appear to you. From this place of freedom. Appropriate response, depending on the situation. Without imagining that there is something at stake for somebody. You will find that that shoe fits much better than imagining yourself to be a limited personal self.